You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everybody. Think of a crisis, an enormous kind of global fiasco of one kind or another. Kind of hone it down to just a few words and call 877-8-MY-TAKE and tell us your sort of 4, 5, 6 word encapsulation of some global phenomenon like the Great Depression or something like that. That's what we're talking about on The Takeaway today. My take at thetakeaway.org is if you want to reach us by email. I'm being dragged kicking and screaming as a longtime resident of Brooklyn, New York, into the next segment. The next sound that you're about to hear is deeply painful to me, but if you're a Los Angeles Dodgers fan, it just might be your favorite baseball moment.
And now the only question was, could he make it around the base paths unassisted?
She is gone. That's what people of Brooklyn might say about the Brooklyn Dodgers, who left long ago, 1957, for Los Angeles. That's Kirk Gibson's historic home run against the Oakland A's in the 1988 playoffs, long after the Dodgers have become a Los Angeles icon. Gibson was on the bench with hamstring and knee problems, you may recall, but limped to the plate. That's what the caller is referring to there, and hit a home run into the right field stands. It was a game one victory. But the reason we play that tape for you and talk about the Dodgers is that on Sunday, much to the chagrin of residents of Brooklyn, Walter O'Malley, the man who took the Dodgers to L.A., is going to be enshrined in the Baseball Hall of Fame. It's an institution he helped pay for as one of the barons of the game. O'Malley may not be loved in New York, but he is certainly beloved in Los Angeles. He brought baseball to the West Coast. Kitty Feldy, a special correspondent with Southern California Public Radio, KPCC, joins us from Los Angeles. Kitty, congratulations.
Hey, you know, Kirk Gibson is our hero. I have to correct you, though. You know, it was 58
when the
Brooklyn Dodgers became the Los Angeles Dodgers.
That's right.
And that collar, this shows you how long it's been. That's Vin Scully. He's been with the Dodgers since 1950.
No, it's crazy. I was listening to the sound from all of that time. I mean, there's so much Vin Scully. I mean, this really does span my lifetime. I was born in 56. My first memories of my grandparents are talking about the Dodgers going.
Well, my first audio memory is also it's Vin Scully calling one of the first games from the Coliseum out here in Los Angeles. So that would have been 1958. It's the first thing I remember. My father cutting the grass, the smell of the grass, the sound of his red transistor radio, and that voice of Vin Scully. It's what we know here in Los Angeles. My heart breaks for all of you back in New York.
No, it doesn't.
But they've been the Los
Angeles.
You're right, Catherine.
Yeah,
it doesn't.
Exactly, yeah.
Hey, Kitty,
you know,
one thing that I didn't know. There was a young woman who was actually instrumental in making this move happen. I don't think a lot of people know that.
She is a fascinating character. So fascinating, I put her in a musical about the Dodgers' move to Los Angeles. Her name is Roz Wyman, and these days she is a powerhouse with the Democratic Party. When Dianne Feinstein comes to California, in Southern California, she stays at Roz Wyman's house. She will be at the National Convention in Denver, where she has been for more than 50 years. When she was 22 years old, she was a USC grad, and she decided she would run for city council. And she had a little piece of campaign literature, and one of the things she put down there was, and let's bring Major League Baseball to Los Angeles. She got elected, and then she had to figure out how to do that.
Well, she got some help, that's for sure. Walter O'Malley was the person who was convinced, and partly by, you know, the intransigence of the establishment in New York to bring the team to L.A. Let's talk a little bit about Walter, who's going into the Hall of Fame on Sunday. How is he remembered in Los Angeles?
Well, he's remembered as the man who brought Major League Baseball to Los Angeles. You know, there is, you know, while Brooklyn has been pissed off at him for half a century, there is a group of residents out here who have been angry with him for just as long, for not quite the right reasons. The place where Walter O'Malley decided he wanted to place his Dodgers, he saw this from a helicopter ride. He's looking over Los Angeles, looking for vacant land, and he looks down and says, "What's that?" We're not quite sure that's really what he said, but that's the tale at any rate. And what that was that he was pointing to was an area that had been scheduled for public housing after the war. And it fell apart. The deal fell apart, in part because real estate interests in Los Angeles didn't like the idea of the feds getting involved with paying for housing, in part because they implicated the city housing guy in charge. They accused him of being a communist. So if city housing failed, the city was stuck with this land. But there had been residents on that land before the housing was being built, and a lot of people were displaced.
Baseball
and those residents.
Politics, it's a tough mix. Here's actually the voice of Walter O'Malley talking about similar problems financially in Brooklyn, the place he escaped from.
We wanted to stay in Brooklyn, but we had exhausted a 10-year campaign to make it possible for us to buy land and to build a ballpark with adequate parking. When we struck out on that, it appeared that we had our choice of going to San Francisco or Los Angeles.
That's Walter speaking in the 1970s. What a character.
He was quite the man. He was, as they said, an old Irishman, a tale teller. You know, this bite continues where he says, you know, I said to Horace Stoneham, who owned the New York Giants, that, you know, we both need to move and that you can have your choice of New York or Los Angeles. And he wanted... he can have San Francisco or Los Angeles. And Horace Stoneham said, I'll take San Francisco, and that's why I moved to L.A. Well, you know, that wasn't the truth, but that was the way he told the story.
Yeah, yeah.
He already knew he had a deal brewing in Los Angeles.
Well, the pain,
and Horace Stoneham just...
The pain continues, Kitty. I hate to interrupt you. You know, Joe Torre is out there now, and the Dodgers are on fire. So good luck in the postseason. Thanks for joining us.
You bet, John.
Kitty Feldy, special correspondent with Southern California Public Radio, KPCC, talking about the Dodgers going to L.A. 50 years ago, and Walter O'Malley goes into the Hall of Fame.
You know, I thought you were very brave.
Brave?
You did that well.
Thank you. I'm going to cry now.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.